This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota and more, straight from Raleigh-Durham International Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice. In partnership with Visit Sarasota County.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. See, Jack is a little bit of everything, right?
Oh, you know me.
A little bit of grunge.
He's like a little Al Green.
A little Al Green.
Jackie music back here.
No, there, that's who he is.
I'm gonna turn into Francisco.
No. I'm going to tweet out all my return songs and say, who's this content for? That is mostly my question whenever Fran does that.
You know, the thing that drives me the craziest about Fran,
yes,
playing those songs.
I like that we turned this into Fran.
Just real quick, because you brought it up, is I would see him tweet out those songs. And, like, the songs that you come back with should be songs that people know or maybe something you've been talking about.
Right.
And he takes pride. I said, hey, Fran, you know, most of the people that are listening don't know the half of those songs. You shouldn't. And he just laughed.
Well, he laughs at everything.
No, Fran. I wasn't kidding.
Like,
I know I'm not the boss, but that's ridiculous. Play songs that people know.
Fran, you could. Like, there's no big deals in Fran world.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
it's always like every reaction to everything you say to Fran is like, eh, well, yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Twitter question, what do you want the Eagles to do with their abundance of draft picks? One option, use them in the draft, develop the players. Other option, trade some of them from an established player or move up in the draft. 54% say trade them for an established player or to move up in the draft. Not all of them, obviously, but some of them. Speaking of the Eagles and draft picks and the cap, former Eagles VP of something.
Personnel?
VP of football operations, Rosenberg. But he was basically their cap guy for a while with Howie.
Football administration.
Football administration. Their website said different. That was probably a promotion administration, whatever case. Jake will join us at 4 o'clock. Mostly, give us some insight on the Eagles cap situation, but overall, how the cap works.
Because it feels like we're all trying to learn about this at the exact same time.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like we didn't do this after 17, where we're trying to figure out how to fix this all under the cap.
Well, because the big question for us is, can they sign him or can't they sign him?
Yeah.
And if they can, is there magic? Because I think we've been led to believe for a while, and Elliot actually says this, that the cap is, it doesn't exist, but they can always make room, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. They can always just restructure contract, blah, blah, blah. So Jake will give us some of the insight onto how that works. That way, when you're by the water cooler tomorrow, you can just steal the info and act like a smart guy. Mm-hmm. Speaking of smart guys, let's talk a little baseball.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
Well, listen, the Phils have hung 14 runs today on the Braves.
Oh, come on.
Spike, 52 runs in their last five games.
Oh.
Can you feel it?
Yep.
Pretty good.
You got Phillies it? Fever.
Phils fever?
Red March.
Listen, Stoddy hit a homer today. A lot of these were windblown. Whatever.
Yeah, we don't care about that.
Kepler went yard. And Trey Turner went yard.
Kep God.
We'll get to him in a second.
Turner went yard. Oh, that's good. That's another hit for Trey. Is that two?
And more importantly, it is the second hit. Yeah. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yep.
He walked as well.
There you go.
Yeah. So listen.
Steal a base?
Nah, not allowed.
All right.
No, we're firing on all cylinders, though. So some big Phil stuff going on. One great, One, highly questionable. August 1st, big day around these parts this year because Jimmy Rollins is being inducted into the Phillies Wall of Fame.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well deserved.
There you go. Well deserved. J-Roll, yeah. Hit King.
On top of that, the Phillies are also inducting Ed Wade into the Wall of Fame.
Oh, there you go.
Are you serious? Really?
Which is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. You're an anti-Ed Wade guy.
It's ridiculous. He didn't draft those players.
He didn't trade them.
He didn't trade him. He stood pat all the time. The union forced him to sign Jim Thome.
You know who else stands pat all the time? what's the biggest deal that Dave Dombrowski's made?
Dave Dombrowski at least got them to the playoffs and a World
got
Series.
Got them to the playoffs.
Dude,
okay.
Ed Wade didn't do anything.
Ed Wade didn't trade any of the young players that ended up being the best run in Philly's history, whereas Dave Dombrowski's big signing is Taijuan
Walker. His big signing is Kyle Schwarber.
Taijuan Walker.
Kyle Schwarber.
Taijuan Walker.
You can
who
say
is
that
more money, Taijuan or Kyle Schwarber?
Kyle Schwarber. They make the same. It's 18.
Okay. All right. Well, one for two.
But still.
I'll take not trading Chase, not trading Jimmy, not
Why
trading
Why would they
Ryan.
Trade those guys?
Because that's what baseball teams do. They
just saying.
Impatient guys like that don't believe in prospects.
Yeah, who don't believe
like
in
you.
Prospects, right.
Like you.
We've officially gone too far with the Ed Wade thing. I'm just letting everyone know. Is Klentak getting in 2040 if the Phillies win the World Series one of these couple of years?
He got his price.
He did more than Ed Wade did.
Well,
he did.
Look.
He signed Zach Wheeler. He traded for JT. He signed Harper.
How many World Series did that end up with? Ed Wade's players got us a World Series win.
If they win the World Series, are we inducting Klentak too?
No, we're not inducting.
Okay, well, Ed Wade, like, again, Arbuckle will ever drafted those guys. You know, he gets whatever. Unbelievable.
Okay.
We need to change the Wall of Fame. It's actually gotten worse than the Basketball Hall of Fame, in my opinion.
It's about there with the basketball.
Ed Wade? Really? Yeah. First off, you don't have to induct him. Jimmy Rollins is going in. We don't need Ed Wade there, too.
Well, that's the question. Don't you wait? But here's the thing. If you want to induct Ed Wade, it can't be the only one
right.
that
he
year.
Can't be the headliner.
Yes. Then he would take over for the Lieberfall as the worst
yes.
Wall of Fame inductee.
Yes. Hey, I didn't even know Ed Wade was part of this until you just said it.
You got to sneak him in there.
But why do you even have to sneak him in there? Why? It's Ed Wade. He didn't win Squata.
Won a World Series.
He didn't win a World Series.
Well, I will tell you this. If I played for the Phillies, I'd be a lock to be a Hall of Famer.
Dude,
I'd be a
Wall of Famer
already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, can they just find something in like Ed Wade and Jimmy Rollins do not belong on the same wall. Jimmy Rollins' number should be retired
right.
if we're gonna do that.
Right.
Well, Jimmy Rollins' number should be retired.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think
they
now,
retire
I,
all three of them.
Now, I don't think Hamill should be retired. I think it should just be the three, but I understand the argument.
Yep.
All right.
I understand the argument. Yeah.
Thank you.
He's on the World Series MVP.
Yeah. Yeah. Cole Hurts. Yep. You guys didn't want
to go. Yeah, I got it.
I want to see if we were on.
Yeah.
I want to see if we were locked in on hanging on my every word in here.
Yeah.
So, Matt Gelb reported on a possible Kyle Schwarber extension earlier today. The Phillies have continued to discuss a contract extension for Schwarber, who will be a free agent after the season. He did not seem inclined to set a deadline, so maybe it's something the two sides will keep negotiating. They seem very much more in on extending Schwarber than they do extending JT.
There's no question.
There's been like no talk about JT.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, without question.
It can't extend JT.
I agree.
And it's just a matter of the number that they can agree on. They obviously want to keep him here. And the last time they did this, it didn't work out with, right? They had to wait on Wheeler's deal. Or was it Nola's deal? Which one?
Well, they did both of them.
I know, but they were doing negotiations leading up to the season, and it didn't happen, and then they...
Oh, yeah, that was Nola.
Yeah,
that
was Nola. Yeah,
they got
waited
Wheeler
to
done, yeah,
season.
Yeah.
So they usually... My only point was they usually sign the guy that they are in negotiations with for an extension.
Yeah, the only thing that Schwarber cannot do, it cannot take them out of the running for Tucker or Vlad this offseason.
Right, yes.
And he's probably going to get minimum, I think, 3 years, $60
million. I was... In my head,
about
it was...
Right?
See, in my head, it was... I bet he wants four. That would be my bet, is that this is a year.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah,
for
yeah. What's he, 31?
He's 32.
32.
32. Yeah. Just turned 32.
He's a DH.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He can hit home runs till he's
36.
Yeah,
what's he going to do, slow down?
Yeah.
He's testing out first base, though, too, so you got to factor that in.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
He'll test out anything until they give him that extension.
It's a good point.
Yeah. Where do you want me to play?
Yeah, it's a good point.
You want me to middle reliever? Strom went down. You want me to throw? Yeah. I can do that.
Yeah, the Strom thing is concerning. Yeah, all the things going on in camp, like the plate approaches look pretty good. We're pro the plate approaches. Again, 52 runs last 5 games.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Sanchez dominated again today. So yeah, that's
there
it.
You go. There you go.
Yeah, Cy Young odds have dropped from plus 5,000 already to plus 2,500.
Oh, there you go.
For those
people.
I better get in on that end.
Yes, sir. All right, we'll get back to the Eagles and this news on a Sixers player who has a max contract. After I you're not going to need a max contract to get yourself new doors and windows in your home if you go Guida. I mean, max contract would be nice, but God is going to hook you up. You know, you don't need to put it off anymore. New windows, new doors. As summer comes and that heat, you know, goes up outside, you want good windows and good doors to keep that heat outside, keep your energy bills down. God is going to hook you up with two things. First of all, on the financing. Second of all, on the price. Interest-free financing, whatever your needs are. So zero down, 0% interest for up to 36 months, or how about 72 months? So that is 6 years of low monthly payments, no interest. Energy efficient, expertly installed windows and doors. As I said, lower your energy bills, increase the value of your home. And I said price as well. They're going to give you 20% off every single one of their products, every window, every door. Restrictions apply. There is a minimum purchase that is required, and the financing is subject to credit approval. I can't give you all the details, but you know who can? GoGuida can. Call 877-GO-GUIDA. They can give you all the details. You can schedule a free in-home estimate or visit GoGuida.com. That's GoGuida.com. 215-592-9494.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Herb in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
What's happening, brother?
Hey.
Hey, Priest, I got a little something for you, because from the
Ooh, boy.
New Era, the long-sleeve shirt.
Did you go to the combine, Herb?
Okay.
It's all black. So I ordered some stuff.
Ike knows what you're talking about.
The 2X is a little too big for me because I lost a lot of weight. But
big fella.
Down 20? 2X? Everyone's talking about it?
Hold up. Yeah, Herb, are you saying that the shirt is too big for you, but it will be okay for Ike?
Yeah, I was going to say that's not going to work either.
This is big. This is more like a 3X.
I can't fit a 3X or a 2X.
Ike's a schmedium.
You'll try it on. Ike, come on now. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Okay.
It's an XL. I bought, and that fits good. You know what I mean?
Hold on. You got an extra large?
I got a lot of stuff I bought from New Era, from the combine. So I got jacket. I got pants. I got everything.
Well, you watched the whole combine at home because you were sick, right?
It was like one day or so.
Okay.
Yeah, that was on Wednesday. But listen, you know what? Hey, this is what I called about. I just found out, and I didn't realize that I was, you know, because I was over at George Washington High School, and right away came to my head, Sharif Floyd, and I punched his name up. You won't believe he's the assistant defensive line coach for the Commanders.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got the J. He's been there since 2024. And it said 25, too, so, you know.
Oh, man, now that is awesome. Now, Sharif Floyd is a local kid, played at George Washington. I met Sharif when he was a junior in high school when we were over at Tubala Plaza. And had a couple different meetings with him. I'm not gonna profess I was a mentor for him, but we had some of those types of conversations. I went out to his high school games to watch him play.
Oh, I didn't know you everything. Had that kind of relationship.
Oh yeah. Oh
that's
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Remember, what's Andre's last name? Remember Andre used to work with
Andre
us.
Andre Ware.
Yes, he used to work with us.
Yep.
Over there. So he's the one who introduced Sharif and I.
Andre's an agent now.
Andre's an agent now. So now that's good, Herb. I didn't know where Sharif was at. Went on and had a great career at University of Florida. Got drafted in the first round by the Vikings. Played a number of years, and it's good to know that he's coaching. So I didn't know he was coaching. He's down in Washington coaching.
Yeah, well,
awesome.
That's what it said. I just looked it up.
Yeah, Sharif Floyd, man. Great backstory too. Came up from some tough beginnings. You know,
he had an operation that they're suing the doctor for.
Wait, we're gonna ruin the moment, Herb.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
But anyway,
I'm glad you told me that. I'm glad you told me that. That's good. That's good to know.
Yeah. So, anyway, he lives in Springfield because I ran into his brother, one of his brothers.
What's his address?
Yeah,
a couple years ago. I don't know the address.
Well, good is just saying Springfield. That's a big town. Springfield, Monco or Delco?
No, it's Delco.
Okay,
down there. So you know, like, I see the Eagles getting, in the draft. I see them getting a D line. I see them getting another linebacker.
There you go.
And I see them getting the tight end that I want.
Yep.
I want to see.
Who's the tight end you want?
Three to four quality tight ends on this team.
You love tight ends.
How many?
We all do.
Okay.
Yep.
If we're going to run this ball, I need blocking on both sides.
Yep.
Right. Okay. What I want to do, double tight end and run the ball. Where I don't have to do play action.
You want a tight end to the right tier and a tight end to the left tier.
So, you know, that kid Mason Taylor, he's got. I think the Eagles are high on him. Mason Taylor from Jason Taylor's son.
Mm-hmm.
So, tight end out of LSU. Yeah, tight end.
Related to Joy Taylor?
Huh?
He is related to Joy Taylor.
Yeah,
that's Joy Taylor's nephew.
Oh, really?
Taylor, that's,
yeah.
Oh, is that
what do you think about Joy Taylor?
No, Jason Taylor is Joy Taylor's brother.
I didn't know that. You can set me up on the date with that boy.
You would take Joy
with
Taylor?
Joy Taylor?
Tell her I'm a baseball player. Maybe she'll go out with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she's laying low right now.
Yeah, and you're down 20, Herb.
Yeah, I heard she got in some trouble or something, and she was off the air for
a little bit. I think it's all straightened out now.
Something must have happened. Something happened.
I think it's all
straightened. With that other guy. That guy, you know, the one that used to have that show in the morning.
Yeah, Acho.
I'm looking at a threesome. Acho's now over there with Sean McCoy. He's over.
Oh, yeah, with Shady.
Yeah, Shady.
In the morning.
Great Eagle legend, Shady.
He's a Philly hater. The Dallas dude from that, you know, why.
Skip Bayless. Skip Bayless.
Bayless. He's a pain, man. He needs to retire, that dude.
He's pretty much retired already.
Bad news on FS1, you know.
Guess what, Herb? He's now an Eagles fan.
You better be. So, you know. What do you think, Ike?
I just feel like, you know.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah, draft time's going to be hot.
Yeah, buddy.
You know, I love your draft analysis. You normally have some good players that you're looking for.
Well, you got fifth round picks now. So, you know, he's accumulating draft capital, and you know, we'll see how he might trade. He might trade a couple of them down to get to the second or third round. You never know. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know, teams that can't afford a second round pick, now you can get a second round pick, and you got 2 second round picks plus the first round.
Yeah.
And the third round, and then the fourth round. Yep. So, I mean, you know, you never know what's going to happen in Green Bay this year, let's say. So,
what do you think the most important round is, Herb?
I'm still asking questions.
Jack, let me tell you something.
Here we go.
The new show, they ain't giving him – they're not giving him money that he thinks he's getting. I said it about a week ago.
You reported
my estimation, he's only worth $10 million plus incentives.
Wait, who's
and
this?
That's, I mean, JT. 2 years, and that's it. I ain't giving him no more past 2 weeks. You know, he hasn't produced for the $23 million that they gave him. He hasn't produced.
Yeah, Jack, why don't you wake up over there?
I said I wouldn't extend him.
I seen catchers of Villanova. I seen... Yesterday, I was
all right. Nope, nope.
All right, yeah.
Nope, nope.
This is where we lose in college baseball talk.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I don't need, you know, I don't need to evaluate. The
all right.
I want to see Marshawn get his, as long as he's healthy,
Can you imagine this into Jake Rosenberg?
You think Jake's checking out the show?
Yeah. Jake, can you match this?
Well, he is. Well, he is probably checking out the show.
Yep.
Just to figure out what he's going getting into.
Well, Jake, you got a lot to live up to. Thank you, Herb. Love you, buddy.
Appreciate you, Herb.
So I did promise Sixers news.
Oh yeah.
Well, you didn't have to keep it.
Two different. Well, it's. I think it's worth it.
Okay.
So both about Paul George. Two different Paul George. Things. The first one, if you listen to WIP Afternoon Show, you would have known this was going to happen. Philadelphia 76ers forward Paul George is consulting with doctors this week on treatment options for his groin and knee injuries, including a possible procedure. A decision is expected early next week. So Paul George done for the season,
yes.
Officially. They haven't said it, but that's what that is.
Yep.
That is their excuse to not play
Spike
Paul
said
George.
That 2 weeks ago.
Yep, just so you know.
Yep.
This from Sam Amico, who is not one of the... You know, he's not the Shams level, but he does have scoops occasionally. The Philadelphia 76ers will try to trade Paul George this summer, per Sam Amico.
I bet.
Yeah. The question is...
That's Paul George.
Paul George. What?
I think that's him wanting,
wanting to get traded.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
The Embiid thing, he may have a sense that Embiid may be out next year.
Right.
Right? And he knows the heat is going to be on him. To carry everything. I think he's looking for a way out.
You know what, Paul? That's okay with me. Yeah, it doesn't bother me at all.
Me either, by the way. Yeah.
As long as we can get neutral value, it's fine,
yep,
whatever.
Move on.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing I get frustrated with is they definitely, and I thought this was happening, and I do believe this was happening, before he went out for the year, I said, you know what I think they're going to do? They're going to let him play a few games, look good in a few games.
Yep.
He gave us one. He gave us one out of the four games.
Yep. And I bet on the second one.
You bet on the Golden State game,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Where he scored, I think, 16 points or whatever. He did hit a big shot at the end. But if he had played like he played in the Knicks game.
The Knicks game, yeah.
Yeah, it would make everybody feel a little good, a little bit better about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry you're growing and your pinky and you're, you know, I know he's dealing with a lot of stuff.
But can't do his podcast anymore.
Yeah,
you want to
get out of here. How about making it look like somebody would want you in the few games we gave you.
Right.
So we lost a lot this year. You know, we lost Joel Embiid for the year. We've lost probably Tyrese Maxey for the year, lost Paul George for the year, and we lost Podcast P. So can we ever recover from this?
The way you set that up was just like at the in memoriam at the Oscars.
Yes. Yes.
It's like, wow, this is getting deep.
Well, we lost Podcast P, and I don't know that we'll ever recover from that. So there you go. And it was an amazing game last night. Congratulations to the Sixers for losing a big one and getting into the fifth seat there. Big, big, big moment. So joining us next is Jake Rosenberg. We are going to learn, he was the Eagles cap guy. So all this stuff that Howie does, Jake Rosenberg knows how that works.
I'm just taking notes.
Yeah, dude, I want to know it. I just want to know it. I want to be able to know, can they sign that guy? Can they not sign that guy? Are they
Elliott
actually
fold?
In cap trouble?
What's does that? Elliott make any sense?
Well,
does Elliott make any
sense? I would love, now what I should have done, and I wouldn't want to put Jake in this position.
Yeah, we don't want to waste his time.
But take clips of things that Elliott has said and play them for Jake and say, what do you think? And by the way, Elliott did, he said from covering Jake, I would love to know, we didn't tell him we were going to ask him this, but I am going to ask Jake if he thinks that Elliott could be a general manager if he got hired right now.
I can't wait to hear his answer, but something tells me, for someone who had to work as hard as he had to work,
he will be insulted.
Yes, exactly. For as long as he had to work, don't think he'll take kindly to that question. Not you asking the question, but the idea that Elliott could do this job.
Just because he covered Howie Roseman. Which, by the way, would mean that 10 different Eagles beat writers could also do the job.
I'm surprised Rube wasn't like, yeah, well, why can't I do the job?
Yeah, here? Yeah. Well, Rube eventually got the picture that on this show, we don't treat Elliott with any respect. All right, Jake.
Oh, wow.
Well, it's the truth. I love Elliott, but no respect. Jake Rosenberg is next. Learn about the cap on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.